Now, there's places on this earth that just don't belong. Towns swallowed by shadow, where the land itself seems to turn against those who settle there. One such place is whispered about in hushed tones. A town that don't show up on maps no more. A place some folks say vanished right out of history. Elsewhere, Kentucky. A town where tragedy took root. Where the dead refuse to stay buried. And where those who go searching for it don't always come back. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. They say there's a place hidden deep in the hills of Kentucky, a town that don't appear on no map, a place folks barely dare whisper about, as if speaking its name might call something back from the dark. This place ain't like other ghost towns, left to rot with time. It's been swallowed whole by the land itself, buried under shadow and silence, as if the earth was trying to erase what happened there. They call it Elsewhere, Kentucky, a town cursed from the moment it was founded, a place where the dead outnumbered the living long before the last soul packed up and left. No one rightly knows when the town disappeared or why no record of it remains. But the stories linger like a cold draft through a broken window. Some say the people of Elsewhere just up and vanished, leaving behind empty homes and rotten streets, their fate sealed by something unnatural. Others claim those who do manage to find it don't never make it back to tell the tale. What little is known comes from whispers, from old-timers who shake their heads when asked, from travelers who swear they stumbled upon a place that shouldn't be there, an abandoned town choked by vines, with a schoolhouse where the windows are always watching, and a bell that rings even when the wind don't blow. This ain't just a ghost story. This is the legend of Elsewhere. Way down in the southeastern corner of Callaway County, right near where Kentucky Lake stretches out like a dark, restless thing, there used to be a little town called Elsewhere. It weren't much, just a handful of weather-worn homes, a couple of dusty gravel roads, and folks who kept to themselves. Elsewhere was the kind of place where everybody knew everybody, where secrets were few but rumors ran deep. Surrounded on all sides by thick, tangled forest, it was cut off from the world in more ways than one. Some folks came there looking for a fresh start, a place where nobody asked too many questions. Others, well, maybe they were hiding from something. By the time the 1930s rolled in, Elsewhere was barely holding on. The Great Depression had wrapped its cold fingers round the town, making hard times even harder. But the people endured like they always had. They had their general store, a one-room schoolhouse sitting just at the edge of the woods, a tiny whitewashed church, and a few farms that scraped what they could from the stubborn land. It was quiet. Too quiet, some folks might say. See, there was always something off about Elsewhere. The trees pressed in a little too close, their gnarled branches twisting like hands reaching for the town. The wind carried voices that weren't always there. The air had a weight to it, thick with something no one could quite name. Even in the dead heat of summer, the woods held a chill, and folks who wandered too far past the tree line swore they felt eyes watching, not the kind of eyes that belonged to no deer or panther, but something older, something that had been there long before the first house was ever built. The people of Elsewhere tried to ignore it, act like it weren't there, but deep down, they knew, and this town had a darkness to it, something buried just beneath the surface, waiting to be unearthed. The uneasy quiet of Elsewhere was torn apart on a crisp autumn day in 1934, leaving behind a stain on the town's soul that would never wash away. The tragedy took place in the one-room schoolhouse, a place that should have been filled with the chatter and laughter of children, but instead it became the site of something so unnatural, so wicked, that folks refused to speak of it for years to come. At the center of it all was the school's teacher, a woman whose name has long since been lost to time. When she first arrived in town, folks took to her well enough. She was polite, soft-spoken, the kind of woman who always had a kind word for the little ones who filled her classroom each day. But something began to change in her. Slow, at first, like a sickness taking hold. She grew distant, her once bright eyes going dark and hollow. She started muttering to herself, scribbling strange symbols in the margins of her lesson books, staring out the window with a look that set folks on edge, like she was watching something in them woods that no one else could see. Then came the day that broke Elsewhere. The story goes that the teacher did something special for her students that morning, preparing lunch for them, a rare kindness in such hard times. The children, hungry and unsuspecting, ate what she put before them, never knowing death had been mixed into their food. One by one, their tiny bodies writhed and twisted on the schoolhouse floor, their faces contorted in agony, their cries echoing through the wooden walls. And through it all, the teacher just watched. Didn't move, didn't speak, didn't lift a finger to help. By the time the townsfolk heard the screams and came running, the deed was done. All but one of the children lay dead, their small bodies cold and still. The lone survivor, a boy no older than 10, had refused to eat that day. Something about the food not smelling right, setting off an instinct deep in his gut. He was the one who raised the alarm, running barefoot and wild-eyed through the streets, screaming of murder. When the townspeople stormed the schoolhouse, they found her sitting calm as can be, still at her desk, surrounded by the lifeless bodies of the young ones she was supposed to protect. She never fought back, never begged, just let them drag her out into the streets, silent as a grave. That night, they locked her up in a cell, waiting for justice to be done. But justice never came. Not the kind they expected anyway. When they went to fetch her the next morning, they found her dead. Not a mark on her, not a wound nor a rope nor a bruise, just gone. And the look on her face. They say her mouth was stretched open, her eyes bulging with a terror so deep it seeped into the walls of that tiny jailhouse, like she'd seen something, something worse than death itself, but no one ever figured out what. The town of Elsewhere never recovered. The dead children were laid to rest in a mass grave behind the schoolhouse, their tiny bodies buried together beneath the shadow of the very place that had betrayed them. The townsfolk marked it with a simple wooden cross, hastily carved, the names of the little ones etched into the wood like a desperate plea for remembrance. But peace never came. Not for the children. Not for Elsewhere. It started with the sounds. At night, parents who had lost their young ones claimed they could still hear them. Laughter drifted from the woods, light and playful at first, until you listened too long. Then it turned wrong, twisted, the kind of laughter that don't belong to no living soul. Some swore they heard the school bell ring, though the schoolhouse doors had been nailed shut. Others woke to whispers, soft voices calling their names from the darkness just beyond their windows. Then came the shadows. Figures, small and darting, just at the edge of sight. Shapes moving between the trees, too fast to be children, too quiet to be animals. Livestock disappeared, crops withered, and one by one, folks packed up and left, leaving behind the homes their families had lived in for generations. But not everyone could leave. Some stayed behind, too stubborn or too afraid to run, claiming this was their home and no ghost was going to chase them out. But those who stayed, they changed. They spoke of doors slamming in the dead of night, of windows shattering though the air outside was still. A fog rolled in, thick and suffocating, wrapping itself around the town like it had a mind of its own. It weren't long before even the bravest gave up. Within a year, every last family was gone. The streets fell silent. The houses rotted, their wooden bones splintering under the weight of something unseen. And the schoolhouse? It still stood, empty but not abandoned. The town of Elsewhere didn't just die, it was devoured. Elsewhere slipped from memory like a dream that turns to dust come morning. As the years passed, the town vanished from maps, its name erased from records like it had never been there at all. Even folks who'd lived nearby for generations struggled to recall exactly where it had been. It was as if the land itself had swallowed it whole, pulling it down into the roots and dirt, refusing to let it be found. But the stories wouldn't die. Whispers carried through the hollers, passed from one wary mouth to another over crackling campfires. They spoke of a road that shouldn't exist, a narrow gravel path winding through the trees near Kentucky Lake, a path that weren't there one day but was the next. Travelers who wandered too far into them woods told of coming upon something strange, a cluster of rotten buildings choked by vines and heavy with silence, like the very air was holding its breath. And at the center of it all, still standing after all these years, was the schoolhouse. Its windows shattered, its roof collapsing, but its presence unchanged. The wooden cross, old and splintered, still leaned against them, warped boards like a warning left by hands long gone. But it's what people hear that chills the blood the most. Disembodied laughter, light and airy, until it ain't. Some swear they've heard the distant clang of the school bell, though there ain't no reason it should be ringing. Others have claimed to see small figures moving inside, flitting past broken windows like shadows that don't belong to no living thing. And a few unlucky souls say they felt something, hands small and cold, tugging at their clothes, pulling at their arms, like something begging not to be left behind. But the most bone-chilling part? Ain't no one ever found the place twice. Those who've stumbled upon Elsewhere say that once they leave, they can never find their way back. That road, the one that led them there, gone. Swallowed up by the woods, like the town itself only lets certain folks in, and makes damn sure they don't return with proof. It's as if Elsewhere decides who finds it, and worse yet, who stays. But the most bone-chilling part? Ain't no one ever found the place twice. Those who've stumbled upon Elsewhere say that once they leave, they can never find their way back. That road, the one that led them there, gone, swallowed up by the woods like the town itself only lets certain folks in, and makes damn sure they don't return with proof. It's as if Elsewhere decides who finds it, and worse yet, who stays. So, is Elsewhere real? Or is it just another tale meant to keep folks from wandering too far into places they ain't got no business going? Maybe it don't matter none. What lingers ain't just the story. It's the feeling it leaves behind. That deep, unsettling chill that creeps up your spine when you hear the name. That instinct buried in your bones that tells you some places just ain't meant to be found. Maybe elsewhere is a reflection of our worst fears, a town lost to its own darkness, where tragedy and grief festered so long they took on a life of their own. Or maybe it's something worse. Maybe it ain't just a forgotten place, but a place that don't let go. A place where the dead outnumber the living, where time don't move right, and where the line between this world and the next has been worn so thin, a person could slip right through and never come back. So, if you're one of the curious, one of them that feels the pull of places best left alone, heed the warnings passed down by them who claim to have been there. Don't linger too long at the schoolhouse, where the air is too still and the shadows move even when there ain't no light. Don't follow the sound of children's laughter, no matter how sweet, no matter how familiar, and if you ever feel the woods watching you, turn back. Elsewhere ain't a place for the living, and if you stay too long, you just might never leave. So, tell me, what do y'all reckon? Is elsewhere a real town lost to time, or just a story meant to keep folks from wandering too deep into the woods? Have you ever heard tales of places like this? Towns that up and vanished, leaving nothing but shadows and stories behind? Or maybe, just maybe, you've been somewhere that felt like it didn't want you to leave. If you have, drop your story in the comments. Let's see if we can piece together the truth. If stories like this send a shiver down your spine, don't stop here. Kentucky's got more hauntings, more lost legends, and more places that make your skin crawl, and we're telling them all on Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories. Check the description below for more eerie tales, and if you like what we're doing, hit that subscribe button. You don't want to miss what's coming next. But a word of warning. If you ever do find yourself near Kentucky Lake, if you see an overgrown road that wasn't there before, if you hear the distant sound of a school bell ringing when there ain't no school nearby, turn back. Elsewhere, don't take kindly to visitors. And if you ignore the warnings and step onto that gravel path, just remember one thing. Some roads don't lead home.